Mathematicians have often been given a lot of the credit for winning the Second World War by cracking the German codes. Now an American math professor is hoping he can help in the war on terror. Jonathan Farley has been at some of the best and brightest institutions in America, Harvard, Caltech, Stanford. Tonight he's in Edmonton, a lecture called Mathematics and Counterterrorism. Ahead of that lecture, Professor Farley is on Edmonton AM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
And welcome to Edmonton, too.
Well, I know a lot of your listeners are thinking, okay, what are the odds that terrorists would actually use math?
Well, you have to understand who you're speaking to here, sir. In grade 9, I got 13% in math. Need I say more? How can you apply math to the war against terror?
Well, actually, there are lots of ways, but it shouldn't be that surprising because there have been terrorists who are mathematicians, for example. The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, actually did research at Harvard and Berkeley. And one of the people who was involved in the murder of a journalist in Pakistan actually studied mathematics at the London School of Economics. And I've even heard that there was a German supporter of Al-Qaeda who, in one of his broadcasts, discussed the roots of cubic polynomial equations to discuss why they were going to win and defeat the West. So it's not that strange. But also, when we think of other areas, for example, ordinary crime, I understand there's crime on Jasper Avenue and on the LRT, and the issue is how do you fund people who will be able to watch all the different areas to keep people safe. And there's a Canadian mathematician, Bert Hartnell, who actually has worked on something called the Watchman's Problem, so that you can figure out optimal ways of placing security personnel, perhaps the cheapest way, since you've got always funding problems, so that you can watch as many areas as possible and they can and find the optimal routes.
Well, you talk about something called the lattice theory, which, of course, is the application of math in the fight against of terror. How does the lattice theory work?
Well, actually, at Los Alamos National Laboratory in the United States, which is the lab that built the A-bomb, they use lattice theory to actually find links, non-obvious links, between data information related to terrorist attacks. So it's not just something theoretical, but it's actually something quite practical. What I'll discuss in my talk at the conference today in Jasper Avenue, Shaw Conference Center, is a way to study the structure of groups, terrorist cells, and the way they pass information from their leaders to followers, so that you can figure out, or so that they can figure out, the best way to structure their cells so that if a bunch of them are captured at random, they still have the best chances of being able to pass plans down from the leaders to the followers.
Because that's always been the issue with terrorist cells. Al-Qaeda is no exception to that, but others as well, is that the old days of thinking, well, if you cut off the head, the body dies, it simply does not apply to terrorist cells today.
Well, you could actually eliminate people in the middle somewhere and cut off communication between the top and the bottom. Or it might be very hard to find the people at the top because they're hidden in caves in Afghanistan reading math textbooks, no doubt. And so what you want to do is, or what they might want to do, is figure out the way to structure their organization so that they can still, with the highest degree of probability, pass down plans from leaders to followers. So that's what I'll talk about today. And actually, math could be used in other ways related to crime and not just terrorism. For example, you may know of the television show Numbers, which is about a mathematician at a place like Caltech, where I worked, who worked with his brother in the FBI to hunt down criminals. And in the pilot of that show, they track a serial criminal. And that was based on a real case where a Canadian mathematician actually used statistics to figure out the likelihood that a serial perpetrator was living in a certain area. So that's a real-life application of crime. It's not of mathematics to crime, and it's not just theoretical.
So it's interesting to hear you say that, because if terrorists are as bright as they clearly are in their ways of causing death and destruction, the military, the counterterrorism people, are obviously some of the brightest guys in the room as well, by men and women.
Well,
I know that there have been examples that might say otherwise, but one imagines that they would be receptive to your ideas, are they?
Actually, I have gotten some funding from places like the U.S. Army, but I overall, I think there's this idea that math can't actually be that useful, despite, as you mentioned, the fact that people like Alan Turing at Bletchley Park, Cambridge University, and other mathematicians helped crack German codes in World War II. And I understand that Winston Churchill even said, even though this is all very, very secret for decades after the war, that Winston Churchill even said that Alan Turing made the single greatest individual contribution to winning World War II for the Allies. So it's strange in my view, but we actually rely on mathematics in the financial markets. There's discussion of changing the financial regulation system here in Canada now, but a lot of these financial institutions hire mathematicians, people with PhDs in mathematics and statistical physics, to actually figure out ways that they can make money, and hopefully we can too. And so if it's not surprising in these other domains, why should it be surprising in mathematics and in counterterrorism?
So I take it that the CIA hasn't been calling on you?
Not that I know of.
Don't say that. Does anybody look for any microphones in the studio while we're here besides the ones that are supposed to be here? Well, again, welcome to Edmonton. I'm going to tell everybody about your lecture, which is coming up later today here in the city, but I appreciate you coming in and speaking to me here on the program. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Jonathan Farley. His free public lecture on math and terrorism is this afternoon at 5:30. That's at the Shaw Conference Center, just over here on the east end of Jasper, in Salon 4. That's, again, 5:30 this afternoon. Jonathan Farley's free public lecture on math and terrorism. It starts at 5:30 at the Shaw Conference Center in Salon 4.